Welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question and answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. As a reminder, please check your calendar invite for a link for today's presentation. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I will turn the call over to Mr. Roger Hellman. Sir, you may begin.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Kelly. And this is Roger Hellman speaking. I'm on the Worldwide Sales Enablement team. And while you all download the PowerPoint presentation, hopefully you've all got it up and running, but while you do that, I just want to introduce the topic for today. We'll be talking about the IBM Tivoli Green Data Center solution. Again, I want to welcome all of you to this Tivoli talk, and we've got some really exciting new news for you that you could use to your sales advantage. So I think you'll feel that this is time very well spent once we're finished. So what I'd like to do now is rock and roll. Let's get started. So let's go to the second slide. Here are the presenters for today. First of all, myself on the sales enablement team. After I finish, we've got some really heavy hitters. Rick Scanron from the Worldwide Tivoli Channel Management team is going to talk about some new partnerships that we have in place that will allow us to go to our clients and talk about true end-to-end energy management. This is a huge deal and something that we can use to our competitive advantage and crush our competitors. After Rick is finished, Debbie Langenfeld from the product management team is going to take us through some exciting new materials that you can use to win against the competition. So we've got a powerful lineup here. Let's go to the next slide, slide number three. Just want to cover the objectives for our call today. The Green Data Center solution was launched last year. I think most of you heard me talk about it. And the good news is Tivoli's continuing to invest in it, and now we deliver more benefits than ever before. And it's part of a dynamic infrastructure, extremely important. We are a key component of the IBM dynamic infrastructure. So today we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about what the solution can do for our customers in terms of lowering their energy costs, lowering power consumption, saving space, reducing cooling, generating less carbon dioxide, and also helping our customers get more favorable press. But again, the big news story for today is partnerships with companies like Eaton, Johnson Controls, and American Power Conversion. These are industry leaders in the facilities domain, and they will allow us to go to our clients and talk about true end-to-end energy management capabilities that can lower their costs even more. So we can really, really use this to our competitive advantage and use it to help us win in the marketplace. So let's go to the next slide. Here's our agenda. We've done the introduction already. Again, I'll talk about the dynamic infrastructure, our solution, strategies for selling it. Then Rick will take us through our new partnerships and end-to-end energy management capabilities. Debbie will talk about return on investments, some customer reference information, some sales resources where you can go to get help. And at the very end, we won't cover it, but there's a glossary included for your reference. And the idea there is to introduce you to some of the new devices in the customer's facilities infrastructure. So when you make that call on your client and the topic of something, let's say a chiller comes up or a UPS or a PDU, you will know what those things are because you've got the glossary in your back pocket. So we're trying to make life easy for you and help you win. So that's our agenda. Let's go to slide number five. The dynamic infrastructure. Energy efficiency is part of the IBM dynamic infrastructure. If you look at the dynamic infrastructure, it includes the ability to reduce costs, save space, etc., and it leverages the strengths of the IBM company and its solution portfolio. The IBM company has servers and storage products that can help your client go green, virtualization solutions, services, energy efficiency assessments, etc. So a huge portfolio of green solutions from IBM that you should talk about with your customer. Leverage the strength and the breadth of the IBM Corporation. And you'll notice in the green box, one of the key pieces of the dynamic infrastructure is software solutions for energy management. Now, this is from Software Group. Okay, again, think in terms of software for a greener world. Software Group has solutions for energy efficiency and energy management. We are going to talk about what Tivoli, specifically Tivoli Automation, has on the truck today for you to sell. And why is this stuff so important? Why is this stuff so good? Well, let's go to the next slide. One of the reasons it's so good is because IBM has been ranked number one. This is not IBM saying that IBM is number one. It's better than that. This is Computer World saying that IBM is number one, and we're number one for the second year in a row. So for 2 years in a row, we have taken top honors in being one, the number one top green IT company in the world. And the things that we have done internally to reduce energy consumption, save costs, lower carbon emissions, etc., we can also do for our clients to help them realize the same benefits and to help them in respects be number one as well. And you've got the link at the bottom here so you can access the Computer World article. So very, very good news for IBM. Let's go to the next slide, slide number 7. Some of you have probably seen this before. This is the Tivoli Green Data Center solution. So let's all look at the center of the slide first. The heart of the solution is Tivoli Monitoring for Energy Management. Key competitive differentiator, but this is only part of the whole solution. Again, think in terms of the dynamic infrastructure and the IBM portfolio. Look at the bottom. You'll see IBM Systems Director. You'll see IBM Servers. You'll see Active Energy Manager. We can manage energy on IBM servers and other servers, but we can manage energy on IBM servers. And also, as part of our solution, if you look over on the left-hand side, other parts of it address financial accounting for energy efficiency, business service management for energy efficiency. We can help the client identify underutilized assets and make better use of them, or take them offline so we save the customer money. We can optimize storage energy use. We can optimize assets for energy use. And when it comes time to take corrective action, we have provisioning, automation, and scheduling capabilities to correct situations and improve energy efficiency. So that's what we can do in the data center. But the good story has gotten a whole lot better, because now if you look at the bottom of the slide, you can see some of the partnerships that we've got in place or partnerships that are being worked on right now. We have partnerships with industry-leading facilities companies like Eaton, American Power Conversion, Johnson Controls, which allow us to now do true end-to-end energy management. And when I say end-to-end energy management, the concept is real simple. I'm talking about energy management and cost reduction in the data center, and going beyond the data center in the facilities realm as well, end to end. Okay, let's go to the next slide. And again, I hope you're running in slideshow mode, because now we're going to go through the whiteboard. I think most of you have been introduced to this concept. What I'm now going to do is show you how Roger would whiteboard this to a client. So let's all get ready to start pressing the Enter key. At the top, you can see we have end-to-end energy management. You can see the whiteboard. So if you hit Enter twice, the way I would start the discussion is by talking about discovery. I know ITM for energy management is the heart of the solution, but if a customer asks me, how can I save money by going green and using Tivoli Automation, I would say, well, the first thing that you want to do is discover what you have, because you can't manage for energy efficiency if you don't know what you're managing and how what you're managing is interrelated. So the first thing I would recommend to a client is discovery. Once I know what I've got, hit Enter twice, actually three times. Once we've helped the client understand what they've got, the next step would be to collect asset power information and store that information in a change in configuration management database. And when I say collect asset power information, I want to make an analogy for you. When you go out and you buy an appliance, like let's say a refrigerator, on the refrigerator you see a sticker that says how much energy that appliance consumes and what the cost per year estimated is. That is the kind of information that we can store about a server in our change in configuration management database, for example. But once we've stored that information, now let's hit enter twice. Now what we want to do for our client is I would recommend that we monitor the environment and begin managing for energy efficiency and store the information that is collected in the data warehouse for shared use by other parts of the solution. Hit enter two more times. Now what I would recommend to the client is event management. What we can do for the client is we can capture energy and thermal events. Hit enter two more times. And with business service management, we can show the business impact of those events. Once we know that, let's hit enter two more times in the presentation. We can take corrective action using our provisioning automation solutions. Let's hit enter two more times. Let's not forget that we also have the ability to help our clients hold users internally accountable for energy usage and the costs associated with the IT resources that they're using. We can generate reports so that we can help a client understand who's using what and hold them accountable and hopefully drive people to use less IT and consume less energy and save money. Okay, so that's the whiteboard. Now let's go to slide number 9. We've gone through the whiteboard. Now let's talk about a solution selling strategy. And let's start with the target customer. What's an ideal customer? What are the attributes? It would be medium to large business with 1,500 or more servers, and they, like many customers, would be facing data center space constraints, high cost of space. Maybe their data center is old, which is a very, very common situation. Maybe there are power limitations. Maybe they're in a large city where they simply cannot get more power, or they want good press, or they need to lower their costs. And I think almost all of us have one or more customers who would be a good target customer for this solution. From a sales strategy standpoint, once you've identified your customer, then my recommendation to you would be to use Green as an entry point, but think big. Sell the Tivoli automation portfolio using Green. Okay, so by all means, sell Tivoli monitoring for energy management with Tivoli monitoring. But on top of that, use ITM for energy management as a competitive differentiator and use it to create an entry point. And from there, you want to grow the discussion and sell the Tivoli automation portfolio from a Green perspective. And we went through selling discovery, change in config management, et cetera, a moment ago in the whiteboard. So what you want to do is expand the discussion and integrate Green into your client's service management strategy. That would be my recommendation to you. And by all means, stress cost savings, because customers today are probably not going to buy Green software solutions just to be green, right? And we all want to lower CO2 and do good things, but what's really important is to save money. We can do that for our clients with this solution. So that's the approach that I would urge you to take. And on top of all of that, broaden this discussion even further. Pull in the facilities folks and talk about end-to-end energy management, because we can save costs not just in the data center now, but we can go even beyond that. And we can go into the facilities realm. Why is it so important to go into the facilities realm and the infrastructure realm? Because more energy cost is actually incurred on the infrastructure side than on the IT side. And now Tivoli can manage that infrastructure side as well. So we can manage for energy efficiency and cost reduction end to end. That's the message. Okay, let's move on to slide number 10. Who do you want to take this message to? Who do you sell to? Well, here's the organization chart. These are the people that I would recommend approaching. Asset management, procurement, CTO, CIO, etc. But now you can also pull in facilities management. Big piece of energy cost is consumed on the facility side, so pull them into the discussion. Okay, let's go to the next slide, slide number 11. What I'd like to do now is turn it over to Mr. Rick Scanron. Rick is on the Tivoli Channel Management Team, and he's got some great news for you. So take it away, Rick.
Thanks, Roger. That's a tough act to follow. Hi, everybody. My name is Rick Scanron, and I'm going to talk to you today about leveraging the interoperability and relationships we have with some of our facilities infrastructure and data center infrastructure providers to provide more improved service, more cost reductions, and better risk management of business services in the data center. So chart 12 illustrates visually where the power goes in the data center. And so for the next little bit, let's conceive of the data center not just as racks of servers all run in data disk drives running applications and serving up databases, but let's think of it as those racks of servers and disk drives plus uninterruptible power supplies, power distribution units, HVAC equipment like computer room air conditioners and chillers and fans and everything else that you find inside the four walls of a data center. Further, consider that that data center may be and oftentimes is part of a larger infrastructure, a larger physical infrastructure, a larger building, and so there's dependence, right, upon the whole building and all of the infrastructure in that building to keep the data center operating and managing the risk of power outages, power drawbacks, and also of managing the cost of the thermal and electricity usage. So, if you go to the next chart, the power players within that other part of the data center infrastructure, the HVAC and the electrical and building distribution, are companies like Eaton Corporation, Johnson Controls, APC. These are truly leaders, and you will find them, you will find Eaton and APC in just about every data center you go into. And Johnson Controls has a very large part of the marketplace in terms of overall facilities automation and management. Other players are companies like Emerson, Siemens, TAC, etc. Those are other major leading vendors with whom we are working to develop interoperability. Right now, today, as we speak, we have that interoperability with Eaton, Johnson Controls, and APC, so I'm going to try to confine the rest of the discussion to those vendors and how we work with them. So we will go over each of them individually, but what the takeaway from this is that we sell, as Roger mentioned before, selling the green message to leverage the rest of the automation portfolio is much stronger when you tell the end-to-end message, the data center message. So in order to manage risk, we need to remember, and the IT folks need to remember, that electrical distribution risks in that power chain from where the 408 or 480 or 1,000 volts comes into the data center to where it turns into 110 at the plug of the server is a risk, and there are risks all along the way. If there are risks at the UPS, at the power distribution units, where if things go wrong, it could cause a problem to a critical application. So as we look at business services management, typically from the outlook at of the applications and the servers and the server status and memory and CPU usage, et cetera, how that affects the business service, we need to really, if we're really going to manage the risk, we're really going to have to look at everything in the data center and how that affects the service as well. And this is becoming more critical because today we need to, everybody's going green and we are all trying to reduce the amount of energy. And so you'll find the facilities people doing some very innovative things that facilities people will do in order to manage the energy and get more power out of, you know, get more usage out of the same amount of power coming into a data center. And so managing the risk in accordance with these new policies and reducing the amount of thermal that's going on is actually becoming more in the forefront of what we need to do. Okay? So mostly what you'll run into is multi-vendor environments. So you will, if you start asking the questions of your customers, well, what are you using for UPSs and what are you using for PDUs, and you'll find a whole lot of different vendors in there typically. And so we need to be able to leverage all of these relationships in a holistic sense. Where you'll find the most opportunity and the most need for partnering and really understanding the solutions that we have with APC and Eaton and Johnson Controls is when one of three things is occurring. Either A, you have a new data center built, a totally new data center being built where everything's up for grabs. Okay. That includes the power distribution units, the HVAC, and all the servers. Number two, or you're doing a data center consolidation, many data centers down to a few. Again, a lot of things are up for grabs. And a lot of new innovation is being sought, not only on the IT side in terms of virtualization and consolidation, but also the same stuff is taking place on the facilities side. The facilities folks are trying to squeeze as much out of their infrastructure as they can by bringing the two together, bringing the facilities people together with the IT people and offering a single value proposition. The whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts. And that's where we need to leverage these relationships, going in hand in hand with these folks. And the third place that will happen, that you will see a lot of opportunity, in addition to data center consolidations and new data center builds, is data center expansions. Whether it's a virtual expansion where they need more power, where they're running out of power, which is happening in a lot of large metros right now, or where they're simply adding more real estate. Again, more case for innovation. So let's go through each of these. Go to chart 14. Let's talk about Tivoli and Eaton for a minute. So where you have a new data center build or a major consolidation effort going on, what does Eaton sell? Well, Eaton sells UPSs and PDUs and everything in the power chain, from that high voltage as it comes into the data center or the building, all the way down to the plug. And Eaton is very, very good at this, right? They are one of the leaders. And Eaton talks a lot about power distribution. So when your customer's talking about the need to, you know, work with facilities and they're, you know, looking at new power distribution chains of power, things like power factors, all sorts of electrical stuff that doesn't always make sense to us IT folks. And they are considering Eaton. Eaton is a good player to go in with and help understand the most efficient solution, especially from the UPS and PDU perspective, and those are the things that are closest in the power chain to these servers. Okay. And what we do with Eaton on a high level is putting the IT services within the context of energy efficiency and electrical power delivery in the context of business services. Okay, so managing risk and at the same time increasing the efficiency of the energy that's delivered with a holistic approach. And also offering the ability, which is very important in IT and facilities management, of green grid metrics like data center infrastructure efficiency and power usage efficiency, or PUE, DCIE and PUE. If you start hearing these terms, you know you need a facilities infrastructure partner with you, because just as an aside, the green grid is it's kind of like an open source of the facilities infrastructure industry, okay? And they're developing metrics for data center efficiencies. So like ENERGY STAR ratings, et cetera, for your home and your windows and stuff like that, it's the same thing for the data center. And it includes everything from, you know, how the power going in to the power that's being used by the end service. And therefore, you need to understand every piece of that chain. And again, most of that is caught up in the infrastructure. So on the next chart, talk about pain points and qualifying questions. Again, adding capacity. Is your customer adding capacity in terms of applications, in terms of servers, and in terms of power? If the answer to all that is yes, then we need to work with one of these vendors, specifically with Eaton. If the customer uses Eaton already, has a good relationship with Eaton, it's a no-brainer. Go in hand in hand with these folks. So chart 16 sort of shows, you know, where we typically sell is the IT operations management or data center manager, and typically they're responsible for business services. They do things like manage the hardware, the servers, the networks, the virtualization, applications, but they don't always know exactly physically where all these applications are running, and if they need to reduce the amount of power in a data center because of a demand spike, the supply shortage, variable rate pricing, they don't necessarily know which racks of servers to shut down. And that's typically what will happen, is you'll get the data center manager will get a call and say, shut down some servers, I need more power, you know. And we can help them understand where everything's running. So we're mapping the physical to the, to the virtual, if you will. Now, and that's one of the pains that the IT manager may have, but may not know how to solve. Now, over where Eaton sells, right, on the facilities side, those folks are responsible for managing the power and the HVAC and all the electrical stuff. It's similar to the way our IT guy manages the applications and the infrastructure. They're also responsible on the facilities management side, however, for the cost of energy, because for some reason these guys see the bill on the facility side, and the IT folks don't really see the bill. So it's the facilities person and the facilities manager who's really concerned with reducing the amount of energy. So that person will want to reduce the amount of power going into the data center. We'll say, hey, look, you've got, you know, 50 racks. Shut down half of them or something. And the IT manager says, can't shut down any of them. And so the facilities manager is stuck paying a bill, but knowing that there's got to be something that they can do. So that's where the financial pain is. Bringing those two folks together, we can show the IT operations manager how the IT operations manager can still provide the level of service on the SLAs and reduce the amount of energy that those consumers are drawing, and help the facilities manager out, and have the facilities manager in turn helping out the IT manager by not placing unrealistic demands. Okay, so let's move on to the next chart. We'll talk about the APC value proposition with Tivoli for a moment. Chart 17. APC also makes UPSs and power distribution units. And they in fact were founded back in the early 80s, came out with commercial UPSs, and have grown into be a major data center player, not only for UPSs, but also for power distribution units and for in-row cooling. And so they have a solution that actually IBM remarkets and resells with some services called the Scalable Modular Data Center, where you have 3.5 racks, one rack for servers, one rack for your UPS, one rack for your PDUs, and 0.5 rack for a computer room air conditioner, all self-contained, all with the exact amount of power capacity and cooling capacity needed for that rack of servers. You will find this solution mainly in smaller to medium-sized data centers, whereas you will probably find Eaton in your larger and largest data centers. You will find APC everywhere, but again, predominantly you will see an APC solution in a smaller data center. So for your general business customers, be very aware of the fact that APC is probably a good player. And if they're not in there, they may be a very excellent solution where your customer wants to contain the power and cooling and the server infrastructure all in one bite-sized chunk. So you see on chart 18, we kind of, you know, talk about pain points and qualifying questions. And on chart 19, sales strategies. Very similar to Eaton. The difference really is that there is an integrated cooling component here with APC. So you have a computer room air conditioner, again, tacked onto the scalable modular data center in one total solution that actually IBM does remarket as well, and it plays in a smaller data center space. Okay? So there is a major differentiator there if you're looking for a differentiator between the two of these. Now, let's move on to chart 20, Johnson Controls. I want to take a minute or two on this because it is a different solution. We talked about, everything we talked about so far is in the data center, in the four walls of the data center. Johnson Controls expands that, goes beyond those four walls to the entire building and, in cases, the entire enterprise, multiple buildings. For example, 2 weeks ago, Johnson Controls announced, and I guess Bill Clinton was there too, and some other VIPs, that Johnson Controls had a contract with the Empire State Building in New York to make it green. It's everything from changing windows, and I wouldn't want to do that on the 86th floor, but changing out windows, new HVAC equipment, new lighting controls, to everything. And they will manage this from the building. Now, having been in the Empire State Building, I happen to know that there are a few smaller data centers in there. And so what do you do with the data center? So let's think about what Johnson Controls thinks about when they talk about the Empire State Building or any building, because this is their business. How do I deliver just enough power, just enough cooling, just enough fresh air to the occupants of the building to keep them working at optimal capacity? The occupants are people. Now, when it comes to those data centers, they would like to view the servers and the disk drives as occupants of the building. They want to deliver just enough power, just enough cooling, just enough ventilation to those occupants to keep them working optimally. But they have absolutely no perception of what those occupants need. So they just deliver the power and the cooling and the lighting and everything into the data center as a big chunk, and they can view that as sort of a headache because they're not able to deliver optimal cooling and energy, and therefore they're not able to do as much with the building as a whole as they'd like to. So what we provide when we work with Johnson Controls and the interoperability there is we provide an interface to their Metasys system, which is the building control system, which allows us, from the IT perspective, to get visibility into everything that's going on, not just in the data center, but also in the whole building. And why is that important? Because the chiller typically is not in the data center. But we can provide closed loop information back to that chiller to help it manage demand. Similarly, Johnson Controls, from a Metasys perspective, can reach into Tivoli and pull out metrics from the data center that will give them the ability to better manage the risk and the optimal power and cooling capacity delivery to the data center to make sure that the data center is operating and the IT manager is still able to deliver on the SLAs and keep the cost minimized and keep the energy down. So that's basically, it's different. I mean, you can go through the charts 21 and 22. The value proposition is a little bit different. It is a bigger, physically a bigger infrastructure to manage, and these are typically much bigger projects. These are new data center builds and major data center optimizations and consolidations, okay? So it's early on, so where you find Johnson Controls and the best partnering opportunities with Johnson Controls is very early on. You may find that GTS is involved as well. You may find GBS is involved early on when they're specifying the data center builds. Get in there with confidence, go in with a partner like Johnson Controls and get your GTS counterparts involved as well. Good way to sell the whole story. So I think that's about it for me. I'm going to turn it over to Debbie Langenfeld, who's going to talk about ROI and a whole bunch of other great things. Debbie?
Hey, hello, everybody. I am Debbie Langenfeld, and I work in the product management team. And you know what? This is a great day to be discussing this because this is Green Week around the world. So I am thrilled to be working on energy management initiatives, not only because it's a great opportunity for us to sell our products, which is really important, but also it's an opportunity to have an impact on the environment. So on turning to slide 24, the ROI example, one of the questions that I'm sure you get asked or will get asked from your customers is, how do I do return on investment on this? What types of things do I look for? So as Roger said earlier, customers don't just go green to go green. They want to save money at the same time. So here are two simple examples: reducing the power consumption of each server by implementing power capping, and increasing the temperature of a data center or reducing the amount of cooling. So let's take a look at the second one, reduction in cooling. You've probably walked into a data center and noticed how cold it is. In fact, in some data centers, you have to go get your parka on just to stay warm. Well, do the data centers need to be kept so cold? Probably not. But without having measurements in place to determine if warming them up a bit has an effect on overall performance, it's the safest approach for the facilities manager to take. They certainly don't want to have a performance issue based on the environment being too warm. But rising the temperature just a few degrees could result in substantial energy savings, in this example around 12%, just for a relatively small data center. Another example not shown in this chart is about knowing the amount of energy being used by each individual server and using that information to take action. Servers with lower energy use are candidates for decommission, consolidation, or virtualization. In this example, because there are less servers, there are additional savings to those listed on the slide, including software license costs, reduction in software license costs, capital depreciation, and the opportunity to reduce administrative staff because there are less servers to manage. Now, the Greening Austin Data Center uses information to reduce their energy consumption by approximately 25%. So let's turn to slide 25 and look at Bryant University, a reference from Bryant University. Bryant University is an example of a customer that used the individual server energy consumption information and translated it into savings. In 2009, Bryant participated in our ITM for Energy Management beta program, and they did this to begin to capture energy-related metrics in their server environment to identify and address inefficiencies. Going forward, they're looking to extend the energy management capabilities beyond IT and the walls of the data center. On the bottom of the slide, a quote from their Director of Computing and Telecommunications Services said, their work with IBM will help them realize an estimated 15% savings in energy consumption. And that's just on the IT side. So quickly turning to slide 26, our data centers. This is really important. There are places you can take your customers to so that they can experience firsthand how this instrumentation works, not only on the IT side, but on the facility side. There's a couple of old cliches, a picture is worth a thousand words, or seeing is believing. And you have the opportunity to let your customers see this. IBM has made investments in grid data centers, so we have the place to take our customers to actually look at this instrumentation and how the integration of IT and facilities that Rick talked about works and can work for them. Ricardo Montenhove from the Southwest IoT said that taking Atlantica to the Montpellier data center was what triggered the deal for them, their biggest Tivoli sale ever. I visited the Austin data center, and what they've accomplished there is quite impressive as well. So please take advantage of this fantastic opportunity by scheduling your customers for a visit. And remember, when you ask for a visit, make sure to specify energy management as part of your agenda. At the Austin Executive Briefing Center, there's an agenda that's been developed just for that. So on to slide 27, a look at the competition. As we discussed earlier, we were rated for the second year Computer World's highest ranking number one vendor in their annual top green IT company rating. So that's really, really good news. The other good news is for you is that you don't have to worry about two of the competitors you run up against in the monitoring space all the time, CNC and CA, because as you can see, they don't have significant offerings in the space. The two that are making the most noise in the market are HP and Cisco, but we don't think they compare. HP is the one really competing with us from the service management perspective. But HP doesn't have as broad of an ecosystem, doesn't have the partnerships with the big players Rick talked about, JCI, Eaton, and APC. So they're not able to deliver the same story as we are. Their ability to provide end-to-end solutions just isn't there. On to slide 28, where to get more information. Here's some resources to help you. There's a Green Data Center Solution Sales Kit. We have information on the ISM Service Management Wiki. There's a great TIE demo and both internal and external videos. Additionally, we're all here to help, so if you need anything, please feel free to contact us at any time. Now I'd like to turn it back over to Roger, and Roger will do the call for action and then open it up for questions and answers.
Oh, great. That was fantastic, Debbie. Thank you. Yes, so now it's time for the call to action. We've got some great stuff on the truck to sell, some new exciting capabilities in the facilities area. So the call to action is pretty straightforward. First of all, the dynamic infrastructure is huge. Take advantage of it. Leverage IBM's press. Leverage the message. The Green Data Center solution is part of it. IBM is green. We're number one. The dynamic infrastructure is green, so use that to your sales advantage. Look on Extreme Leverage. As Debbie mentioned, look at the sales kit and the wiki. Tons of good information out there that you can use to win. Practice the message. Use the whiteboard. And when you talk to your customers about the dynamic infrastructure, be sure to talk about green, not just from the perspective of saving the environment, as Debbie said, but most importantly from the perspective of saving money, how IBM is unique, and how the Tivoli automation portfolio can be viewed from a green perspective and save the customer money. Talk about our new capabilities to perform end-to-end energy management, IT, as well as facilities and infrastructure. Rick was on, talked a lot about partners. Invite partners as required. Rick and I will be happy to help you do that. And most importantly, expand the discussion and integrate Tivoli's green solutions into your client's service management roadmap and their service management strategy. That's the way you're going to take advantage of this to the utmost. So with that, I'd like to now, Kelly, open it up to questions.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. And we do have a question from Jeff Mitchell. Your line is open.
The question I have is, in the communications industry and sector, in the network space, the hardware and servers that are in the network space typically outnumber the data center-specific servers, and requirement for management 10-1. I was curious if you guys had thoughts on how to apply this to, you know, a network scenario or a telco scenario.
Great question, Jeff. We've also got one of our technical folks on the call, and I think that's probably a question best answered by Wayne Riley. Wayne, can you talk about things that we have in place that could help out in the network realm?
Sure. So this is Wayne Riley. So we're working with our network management product, ITNM, it manages the network hardware and componentry, and they are pulling data, energy usage information for the network components today. That currently isn't in the shipped product, but it's supposed to be there at least on Opal by the end of the year, and so we can look at the different network devices and understand the energy usage and efficiency of those, and then once we've got that, they actually want to use that to help make routing decisions. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does to some extent. I'll follow up with you offline. It just seems like a logical fit. I know a lot of folks focus around the routers and switches and things, but in today's network, a lot of those are those routers and are, you know, Sun servers and HP servers and IBM blades. So it would make sense that we apply our data center and data management strategies to that area.
Yeah, so we've got it for the blades and the hardware. What we're adding is, so Cisco routers is the primary example. In fact, that's the first piece of first vendor that we're pulling the data from. So yeah, it's for the network componentry.
Our next question comes from Jonathan Spector. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning. I've noticed in the presentation there's a lot of focus on the facilities management component in the data center and as related to energy management. But I was curious, there was no mention specifically from the Sibley product perspective of Maximo, which obviously is the dominant market player in that space. And I see in the selling strategy, you talked about Sibley selling to the ops manager and the partners Eaton and so forth selling to the facilities manager. When in fact, Maximo is also sold directly to the facilities managers. So I think there's a bigger probably IBM opportunity here in terms of solution set. But I'm curious, obviously there's a lot of focus here on the partners, on the Eatons and the JCIs. Are these partners that you've listed, are they committed to using Maximo for their IBM Maximo for their facilities management work?
Yeah, this is Rick Scanron. That is an excellent question. And Johnson Controls is a huge user of Maximo. In fact, they use Maximo in many of their outsource opportunities where they manage customers, buildings, and data centers. And so it is it's sort of an integral part of what they do. So asset management is what they do, right? And so that's part of that solution. Eaton is not so much into that asset management perspective, but it does not mean that with Eaton and with APC that we should not also be talking to the customers, especially the ops managers, about what they are using to manage their facilities and data center infrastructure assets, and suggest Maximo is an integral part of that. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Our next question comes from Patricia Otten. Your line is open. Patricia, your line is open. Please check your mute button.
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Your line is open.
Okay. One of my customers was up at the IBM Poughkeepsie data center a few weeks ago, and they were very impressed with the solution that was shown to them. They're in the process right now of deploying a brand new Z10 box for a new data center that they're building. And I see the list of the products, and that's what I was trying to do, was match some of the products that they had seen up at the data center. And there was a question on the Synapsys sensors. And if you could, if you know, or you could explain a little bit about what that product does, and does Tivoli have a product that can do the same thing that they do?
So this is Lane Riley. I'll take that one. So a couple of things is, first is the IPM for energy management will pull, through Active Energy Manager, pull energy and thermal metrics from the Z10 box. And so we can report and trend and alert on the energy and thermal metrics from the Z10. The Synapsense sensors were, in Poughkeepsie, they deployed as part of a services offering called the MMT, the Mobile Monitoring Technology, which provides the heat map for the data center. The Synapsense one-wire Matricon sensors are integrated into the ITM for Energy Manager 6.2.1 release that comes out in June, July. And so the sensors get deployed, and then we collect the data for the sensors, put them in a data warehouse, and then it's consumed by MMT for a heat map, as well as will be consumed by Maximo later this year for the a Maximo green data center heat map, and then we can report on those metrics as well.
Okay. Okay, so we would sell them the ITM for energy management product.
Yes. Now, if they want the thermal, so the heat map with the MMT is done through a DTS lab services offering. That's not part of the Tivoli product set. But the getting the sensor data into the ITM for Energy Manager and into the warehouse is in this 6.2.1 release. It's June, July.
Okay. Okay. Because I was just trying to map up the products that they were really interested in to what they wanted to be purchasing. So thank you very much.
If you have any other questions, you can just shoot me an email.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Dan Coffey. Your line is open.
Good morning. A couple of things. First of all, customer collateral, customer-facing collateral, is that available through the wiki?
I'll take that one. There's customer-facing collateral on the wiki. There's customer-facing collateral in the sales kit. Dan, there's collateral posted on IBM.com. So the team has got a good set of information available, I think. Jeff, if you have any questions or you need something, shoot me an email. This is Roger speaking. Be glad to help out.
Okay, Roger. The second question is for Wayne. Wayne mentioned ITM for energy management and that the data was harvested through the data warehouse. You also mentioned Maximo interoperability later in the year, I think you said. Could you expand on that a little bit? In other words, I'm used to thinking of service management and the front end of service management being the start center within Maximo. How does that data surface there, or what is planned?
Okay, good question. So, just to back up a little bit on your ITM for energy management question. So ITM for energy management is built on top of ITM. So any customer who's got ITM, it's not a new infrastructure. It's essentially a new collector. So the easiest way to describe it is the energy and thermal metrics are put into the same data warehouse that's provided for storing IT metrics. So it's the same TDW. Maximo, and in Maximo Enterprise Asset Management and IT Asset Management are going to read data from the Tivoli Data Warehouse to pull, to obtain the current information and historical readings for the asset management for their condition monitoring processing. From one other aspect of that is from the Service Request Manager integration is events produced in ITM for Energy Management can be used to automatically open tickets in Service Request Manager, and that's typically where I've seen them show up in Start Center, is the number of open tickets, and then this ticket is open, and it's an energy-related ticket.
Understand. So, Wayne, just to clarify, let's assume that we have a TSRM or an ITAM or both customer who's using Hewlett-Packard or another monitoring vendor. They can't do this, I'm taking it, unless they have ITM in place, and this just becomes another collection, and the Tivoli Data Warehouse.
That's what we're built on top of now. I mean, I guess they could. I think the short answer is yes.
Okay, good. Just want to be absolutely clear about it. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Dan Ordinata. Your line is open.
Good morning, folks. Hi, Roger. I just wanted to know what level of integration you have between the different consoles for the IT operations folks as well as the facility folks. Are those two different consoles, and how well they will be integrated at some point?
The short answer is the TEP, but let me turn that over to Wayne because I think he can go into more detail on that.
Yep. So this is Wayne Riley. They're essentially, like Roger said, another set of TEP workspaces, and so you now see the cracks, the crack units, the UPSs, and the PDUs in the Navigator, and they've each got a set of workspaces and situations that are provided out of the box, as well as can be customized by the end user. The partners we've integrated with, Eaton and APC, have web-based UIs for their management systems, and we actually demo them showing up in the web views in the TEP workspace as well, and they can be launched.
So the icon will show up there, and then we can just click on it and go to their. I think that's my question.
And we can host their views in the TEP web view in a workspace as well.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey, great question, Dan. Thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, please press *1. Our next question comes from Bill Clerico. Your line is open.
Thank you. Hey, great session today, guys. My question is on chart 8. Can you elaborate on the gap between discovery, collection, and storage in the very beginning of that? What capabilities exist for automating that or interrogating power devices and things like that to try to fulfill collection and storage?
Sorry, I didn't quite. I think this is a question for Wayne, but could you be a little more specific, Bill, about what exactly you want to know?
Yeah, so I'm looking at chart 8, your whiteboard chart, and we kind of quickly went from the discovery of IT assets and relationships to collecting power information and storing it, which would generally be a pretty manual effort. And what I'm asking is, do we have any capability to automate that or to sort of close the gap between discovery and actually the collection and storage of that information about specific power information, about specific devices?
Okay, yeah, so this would be where I'll speak product here for a minute. This is where TAMIT is part of the solution. And TAMIT would have the information, the analogy I used was the refrigerator power label, have that information, and then that would be ported into the CCMDB.
So the initial loading of that information would essentially be manual, entering the information manually into TAMIT. Is that correct?
Well, TAMIT has the ability to pull the information in, so it's not like you would have to physically type it in. But it would have to be done through TAMIT, through a TAMIT feed.
So TAMIT could interrogate those devices and get that information? Is that right?
I'm not sure exactly how. I'd have to get back with you on that, Bill, exactly how TAMIT does it.
Okay, and who is that?
Roger.
Roger. Okay, Roger, I'll send you an email. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, I got your name, Bill.
Appreciate it.
This is Wayne. One of the things to add to that, and I don't know how TAMIT does it either, sorry. But so for the discovery aspect of it, you may have heard of something called the Tivoli Common Data Model, which is used by TADM and CCMDB. These new types of resources, so computer room air conditioners, PDUs, and UPSs, have been added to that data model and relationships that they own, so that things are now cooled by or powered by these resources. And so they'll be in, they're in the common data model, and we're working with that set of vendors, Eaton and APC, for them to actually give us what we call a discovery book, which is tell us about the resources you manage. And then that would, we're not there yet, but that will allow us to have the resources automatically created. But we don't have that yet, but we're working towards that.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, well, this is Roger speaking. I just want to, again, thank everyone for participating. I especially want to thank the people who asked questions. It was great. And, again, we're here to help. I'm here to help you, so feel free to shoot me an email, give me a call, whatever, and let's all work together and drive some business and make some sales. So thanks very much, everyone.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.